Recipes. This month's recipes come from members of the National Association of the Blind in Communities of Faith. Delicious Make Your Own Muffins by Renee Akins. Renee Akins is from Houston, Texas. She is Vice President of the National Association of the Blind in Communities of Faith. Ingredients: 1 box Jiffy Muffin Mix, blueberry, oatmeal, apple cinnamon, or banana nut. 1/4 cup margarine or butter, melted. 1 egg. 1/2 cup milk or more to desired consistency. 1 cup uncooked oatmeal or 2 packages instant oatmeal, any flavor. 3 or 4 tablespoons honey, optional. 1 1.5-ounce box raisins, optional. Dash of ground cinnamon or ginger, optional. 1/2 cup pecans or walnuts, chopped, optional. Method. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a bowl, combine oatmeal with muffin mix and milk. Then add egg and remaining ingredients. Add more milk if mixture is too stiff. Grease muffin tin or cake pan with margarine, butter, or cooking spray. Pour batter into pan. Bake for 12 minutes or until golden brown. Let muffins cool for 5 minutes before tipping up or removing from pan. Muffins are high in fiber. Eat with fruit, coffee, or tea. Fiber fills you up and cleans you out. Enjoy. Chocolate Chip Cheese Bars by Chelsea Riley. Chelsea Riley is a new member of the division who also serves as president of the NFB of Wisconsin's student division. Ingredients: 1 8-ounce tube refrigerated chocolate chip cookie dough, 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, softened, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 egg. Method: cut cookie dough in half. For crust, press half of the dough onto the bottom of a greased 8-inch square baking pan. In a large mixing bowl, beat cream cheese, sugar, and egg until smooth. Spread over crust. Crumble remaining dough over top. Bake at 350 degrees for 35 to 40 minutes or until a toothpick inserted near the center comes out clean. Cool on a wire rack. Refrigerate leftovers. Serves 12 to 16. Note: 2 cups of your favorite homemade chocolate chip cookie dough can be substituted for the refrigerated chocolate chip cookie dough. Haystacks by Chelsea Riley. Ingredients: 1 6-ounce package butterscotch chips, 1/3 cup peanut butter, 1 cup roasted peanuts, 1 ounce can, 1 and 1/2 cups, chow mein noodles. Method: place chips and peanut butter in a microwavable 2-quart casserole dish. Microwave on high for 1 minute. Stir and microwave on high for another 30 seconds and stir. Repeat intervals of microwaving and stirring until mixture is smooth. Stir in peanuts and chow mein noodles until they are well coated. Form into clusters on wax paper. Allow to harden. Yields 36 pieces. Potato Casserole by Linda Anderson. Linda Anderson is the wife of Tom Anderson, president of the division. Ingredients: 1 pound ring smoked sausage, 1 2-pound bag of O'Brien's hash brown potatoes, 1 can condensed cream of mushroom soup, 1 8-ounce carton sour cream, 2 cups shredded cheddar cheese, crushed cornflakes, 1 stick butter. Method: slice the ring of sausage and line a greased 13-by-9-inch baking dish with the slices. Combine the potatoes, sour cream, and mushroom soup and spread evenly in baking dish. Sprinkle on the shredded cheese and then crushed cornflakes. Drizzle melted butter over the surface. Cover with aluminum foil. Bake at 350 degrees for 45 minutes. Remove the foil and allow the top to brown and crisp. Dish should be heated through and bubbly. Minnesota Hot Dish by Linda Anderson. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, half of a 24-ounce bag of elbow macaroni, 1 16-ounce bag frozen vegetables, small can of tomato sauce, 1 14-ounce can diced tomatoes with onions and garlic. Method: brown the ground meat and drain. Prepare the pasta according to package directions. Combine all ingredients in a big pot or Dutch oven and let mixture simmer for 45 minutes or until it tastes done. Pecan Balls by Susan Murphy. Susan Murphy is division president, Tom Anderson's sister. He remembers these treats from his boyhood. Ingredients: 2 cups pecans or walnuts, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1 cup butter, 1/2 cup sugar, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon salt, powdered sugar for rolling the baked cookies. Method: mix all ingredients except powdered sugar with fork or hands until smooth. Form into balls and place on an ungreased cookie sheet. Bake in a preheated 325-degree oven for 20 minutes. Remove from oven and cool slightly before rolling in powdered sugar. Sesame Seed Cookies by Charlene Oda. Charlene Oda is a division member who lives in Hawaii. Ingredients: 1 cup butter, 1 cup sugar, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 cups flour, 1 half teaspoon baking soda, 1 quarter teaspoon salt, 1 cup sesame seeds, toasted. Method: cream butter and sugar and then add egg and vanilla. Bind flour with soda and salt and beat into creamed ingredients. Chill well. Form dough into balls and roll in sesame seeds. Place balls on greased cookie sheets, flatten with the bottom of a water glass, and bake 10 to 12 minutes at 375 degrees. Remove to a rack to cool.